Yeah, it's, I mean, it's the NFL. It's the best of the best. I mean, you just got to stay focused and hopefully you can make plays.
But this week, even a cut above the average?
Oh, yeah. I agree on that because Denver, they got good receivers. They got Julian Thomas, who's very good. And we just got to hopefully we can go out there and just play.
Are they a physical bunch or are they just kind of finesse?
I can't say about that because I done seen both. I done seen them be physical. I done seen them be finesse. I just think it's very good receivers.
Julius Thomas didn't play the last time. Mm-hmm. How different is he than Tanner when they get out there?
It's a big change. You notice that because Julius Thomas is fast, pretty quick to be a big guy. He can get behind you.
How different is practice without Tom there?
I'm not going to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah.
How important is it for the secondary to have a lot of confidence going into this game? I know that you guys are going to be talking up their players, but how important is it for you to know that you're better than them?
That's a big thing, though. You got to have confidence in your work. Hopefully, we're going to this whole week, we're just going to work hard and let the coaches make a good game plan. We're going to go by that.
Do you feel like the play of the secondary is peaking or playing?
I think we're playing pretty good, pretty well right now. We could play better, you know, but we came out with a win last week, so that's the most important thing right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You personally, I notice you get physical with a lot of receivers.
Yeah.
How important is it to kind of wear guys down a little bit and kind of annoy them, be that passive?
I mean, some receivers don't go for that. You know, some receivers don't go for that, but that's my biggest thing, just try to get my hands on a receiver as much as I can because that's what the coaches want. So wherever the coaches want, I'm going to just go out there and do it.
Did you plan on bookending the game last weekend with picks?
No, I didn't plan it at all. I just went out there and just had a fun time. That's all about football. Like, that's what I love about football. I love the game of football, and I just want to have a good time. So everything went well.
Was it getting pretty competitive among your teammates as far as, like, snowball effect, turnovers, and who's going to have the most by the end of the night?
Yeah, at some point in time that we were looking at, we were like, who's going to get the most turnovers? And coaches always tell us we got to get turnovers, we want to win games. So everything fell in our favor, I said.
What happened on that first pick where you kind of had to fight him for the ball a little bit? Or what's your mentality? I'm not going to let this guy have the ball.
Yeah, I'm a competitor. You know, he's a competitive guy. I give props to Brazil. He's a very good receiver. And the ball was in the air, and I came down with it. Me and him fight for it, so, yeah, I came up with it. I don't know about that.
To what do you attribute the increase in your performance lately, though?
Can you repeat that again?
To what are the reasons for the increase in your performance lately?
Just stay focused. That's the biggest thing. Stay focused and just try to work on my techniques as much as possible. So.
And do you see this Denver offense as dramatically different from the last time you guys were
on a team?
I see it very different because they got Julius Thomas back, and he's a very good tight end, and they still got their receiver, so can't take him light at all because they're a very good team. Very good.